Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict met on Monday with Brother Alois, the prior of the Taizé Ecumenical Community. Taizé is famous around the world for bringing Christians of different traditions together for prayer. Philippa Hitchens spoke with Brother Alois about the meeting and asked him about the encounter with Pope Benedict.
It was very beautiful and important for us that this tradition continues. Brother Roger came each year to Rome to meet the Pope, and we are very glad that Benedict XVI continues this tradition because it's a necessary support for us. We welcoming all these young people in Taizé, it's very necessary to be clear that it is within the church what we are doing.
It's a part of the tradition, isn't it, in Taizé, to focus particularly on young people, especially those who may not have much contact with their church.
Both. Luckily, there are many young people who are rooted in their church, in their tradition, in faith, in believing in God. Otherwise, it would not be possible. But this makes it possible to welcome also young people who are searching. And it's true, they are more and more numerous today. And even people who grow up in a certain tradition, even in the Catholic Church, sometimes they are not very aware about their faith. What is baptism? What is Eucharist? What is the Word of God? And we feel the need more and more in Taizé to speak about the basic truths of faith.
What kind of words of encouragement did Pope Benedict have for this vital ministry?
Oh, mainly for the prayer. And in the prayer, the chants, the songs of Taizé, he said that it's important to continue on this way, to have a prayer that helps young people to discover within themselves an inner life, discovering a personal relationship with God.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.